When God moved in time to send his son, Jesus, into the world, God chose the perfect vessel. That would be Mary. Not a sinless vessel, okay, but a perfect vessel. The vessel that God had chosen, I'm sure, obviously, before even the foundation of the world. And while we do not worship Mary, nor should we worship, or anyone worship Mary, she is very much a key part of this entire story of Christmas, if you will. And much is, can be said about her, and much has been said about her, and even in the Word of God. We learned again today that in verse 23, Jesus was born of a virgin. Wasn't born in any way of like any other human being was born. Yes, he was human and God at the same time. He didn't cease to become God when he became man. His birth was supernatural. In fact, it was prophesied to be this way 700 years prior to it happening. Even the location was prophesied, and many of us know that. In Micah 5:2, it was even prophesied by this prophet of where Jesus would be born. So there would be no need for a father in the sense of the conception of a child, because Jesus was conceived, as Joseph was told, in this vision by the Holy Ghost. However, Jesus would be coming into the world as you and I came into the world. Think about that. I've tried to think about that through time, through my life, and I don't even know how to conceive that and think about that really in my mind, that while I held three children of my own, I've held many of your children through the years that were when they were born and now can't hold them anymore. They're too big, right? And we got birthday boy right down here. And so they get big and tall. Man, you try to hold them, Brother Duane. It ain't happening. No more of that. But think about it. Jesus didn't come out at 30 years old. I'm not trying to be funny about it, but he came out completely dependent on his father, Joseph, stepfather, and his mother, Mary. He needed them to do everything for him that your children needed you to do for them. He wasn't laying in the manger there, and because he's God, you know, he got hungry, and you know, he didn't have to wait for Mary. He could just you know think about or you know order up a milk. That's not the way it happened. He went through everything. You think about what the Bible says about Jesus, that he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He went through everything, even as a child. And so having a father in his home was very important. And so just as God chose Mary to be the human womb for the baby Jesus to be born, God also chose Joseph. The Bible says in verse number 19 that Joseph was a just man. A just man. God was sending Jesus, his son, into the world to live in a difficult time, maybe in poverty. He wasn't being born into a kingly home. It wasn't that, you know, Joseph and Mary could snap their fingers and their servants would come to their attention and meet every need that they have. No, these were common folk. They're everyday run-of-the-mill people. And so Joseph's role was very, very important. He was no ordinary man, though. As we see in our text, we could say several things about him by way of introduction. I believe as we look into our text that Joseph was a man of great compassion. And I think these are things that we need in our life today. Whether we are a man or a woman, we need compassion. If there's a day when the world needs to see people that are filled with compassion, it's today. I pray that we would have greater compassion. I see in him a man of integrity. A man of integrity. Oh, do we need integrity in 2022 or 2021? I'm jumping ahead. Yes, we do. A man of compassion, a man of integrity, a man of decency, a man of love. He was a man who honored God's will in his life. And we saw that in our reading today. May God help us. But also I see in Joseph a man of great humility. A man of great humility, and we'll learn what that means here in just a moment and why I see that. Let's look at several things just quickly. Number one is unexpected news. Have you ever had that? This was finished before last night. Obviously, it's a message in a pastor is never finished, really. Even when it's being given, it's still working. But unexpected news. What unexpected news? Well, we see it in verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. There were three steps in a Jewish marriage. First, the two families agreed to the union. Think about that. Yes. Second, a public announcement was made. At this point, known as a betrothal, the woman was said to be espoused to the man. It was more than an engagement, but it is comparable to our vernacular, our word engagement that we talk about today. Because an espousal, or as it says in here, verse 18, he was espoused to her, it could only be broken by divorce and death. So it was as binding, if you will, if we think about it today, is our marriage that we have here and we think of today in this day. And then, but during that time of espousal, there was no sexual relations permitted between the soon-to-be husband and soon-to-be wife. Even though the relationship could not be broken except by death and or divorce, there was no interaction physically speaking, that was the law, that was the way it was supposed to be. And then the third step in a Jewish marriage was that they were married and they began living together, and that's how it went, and they lived happily ever after, right? Notice what the Bible says. So the espousal has taken place. That means that they have done step one. Their families have said, okay, we like Joe. Joe's a good guy. So Joe, it's okay for you to be with Mary. And we like Mary. She's a really good gal. You know, she sings in the church choir and so forth and so on. And, we believe you're good for each other. And so Joseph and Mary, good deal. And then they made that public announcement. And then so now they're espoused to one another. There was some unexpected news coming that Joseph could not have prepared for. That unexpected news was that one day, Mary, I just envision it this way. You can envision it maybe in your own way. The Bible doesn't give us all the details, but it says that before they were married, all of a sudden, Mary is expecting. That is unexpected news for Joseph. I don't know what it would have felt like in that time. I don't know what he would have gone through. But I know this, like most men, Joseph would have been looking forward to the day when he and Mary would be officially married. They would begin their lives together as husband and wife. More than likely, he was probably preparing a home and he was getting everything in order that they would need as a family. Much work and much effort and this is the day that Joseph had been planning for, and this is the day that was something that he, you know, maybe set his sights on at some point. Who knows at what point in his life, but now there's some news that has come that really has, if you will, it has kicked him in the gut. And he's out of breath. He doesn't know what to do. It's very unexpected news. Possibly he would think something like this: I thought I knew Mary. I know I haven't been unfaithful. I know I haven't broken the law of coming together in a physical manner. I know that that baby doesn't belong to me, so to speak. But yet, what would everybody think? What would everybody say? It's unexpected news. Must have been very difficult. Must have been very challenging. Maybe he had a moment in his thinking that all of my hopes and dreams are over. Everything that I had planned for is gone. Mary is pregnant. Joseph is not the father. Unexpected. Obviously, we can relate to this even in the last 24 hours. Not in the same way, but unexpected news. The word unexpected speaks for itself, doesn't it? It does, doesn't it? Driving down the road one day, and all of a sudden, boom! Unexpected. Somebody sideswipes you. Somebody rear-ends you. It's unexpected. Sitting on the couch, you get a phone call, and the phone call is not the one that you expected. It's unexpected. I had to make numerous calls last night. I'm not saying that it was a chore. It was an honor to do that, but it wasn't the easiest thing in the world to do. And those phone calls for all of those people were unexpected. Nobody expected those calls. And neither did I. No, Joseph didn't expect it either. Everything was planned. Everything was prepared. Everything was going the right way. And, I mean, it was going to be a wonderful marriage. Unexpected news. But that leads us to the second part of the story, and that is the unexpected decision. The unexpected decision. We really start to learn about Joseph now. Look at verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, isn't that something? Just neat how it's just interesting in the culture. They referred to him as her husband already. They hadn't even been married yet. Being a just man, don't lose sight of that. Being a just man and not willing to make her a public example was minded to put her away privily. Let's talk about that. So verse number 19 tells us that Joseph, he was a just man. He didn't want to embarrass his wife, Mary, but he was going to put her away. You know what that means? He was going to divorce her. That's what it means to put away. Until such time as verse number 20. But while he thought on these things, you know what? I learned so much just from reading these verses, and I hope you do when you read the Bible. While he thought on these things, do you know how easy it is? I have failed so many times at this to just immediately do something without thinking about it. I'm just going to run into this as fast as I can and just do it because, you know, it's got to be done. But wait a minute. Sometimes in life, when unexpected news comes our way, we've got to think on these things. We've got to take them to the Lord. We've got to seek the Lord's wisdom. We've got to seek the Lord's direction. We've got to seek the Lord's leading. And we've got to pause and we've got to consider, what is God doing in this? What is God saying in this? What has just happened? While he thought on these things, I think of that word that talks about Mary when she received the news. Remember? She pondered all those things. Remember that word, ponder? He thought about those things. Here's Joseph. He's thinking about those things. And I just tried to put myself into his shoes this week, or sandals, I guess. While he thought on these things. Maybe he fell asleep thinking about it. All of a sudden, there appears to him an angel. While he's thinking about it, maybe he dozes off into sleep, and here comes an angel with a message. You got to remember, Joseph didn't have the Bible like you and I have today. You know, when we get unexpected news, you know where we should turn? We should turn right to the Word of God. When we get unexpected news, don't turn to anyone, don't turn to anything. Go right to the Word of God, go right to praying, and go right to the promises of the Word of God. And that's what we must do. That's what God has given us His Word for. And it will carry us through every time something comes unexpected. While Joseph did not have what we have today, so God sends an angel. Verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Joseph, thou son of David. Here's two words. Here's two words that always help. Fear not. Fear not. Joseph, I know that what you're thinking right now, it doesn't look very good. It doesn't look like it's going to end in a good thing. It looks like your whole life has been shattered. It looks like all of your dreams and your plans have been thrown into the ground and trampled on. It just looks terrible. But Joseph, I've got two words for you. Fear not. Fear not. I tell you this morning, church, God has two words for us. If he has any other words for us, he says, fear not. Fear not. Joseph, fear not, because I have something to tell you. Fear not to take unto thee Mary for to be thy wife. Go ahead, Joseph. Keep moving forward in the relationship, because there's something special about that child in verse 20, which is conceived in her. That child which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. This is no ordinary baby, Joseph. This is no ordinary child to be born. This is no ordinary infant. This infant is placed there by the Holy Ghost of God. This infant is placed there by the Holy Ghost of God to be born in this fashion, so that this baby could live and go through life and then eventually die. And as he says here to Joseph, save his people from their sin. Number two was an unexpected decision. What Joseph is presented with could be labeled as the harsh reality of life. Plans were made. Have you ever made plans only to have them shattered or rearranged? Things were lined up. Hopes were there. Plans were there. You see, what happens when our hearts are broken at times in our life, it's because, and by the way, a broken heart isn't always a bad thing. Do you know that the Scripture says that a broken heart will not be despised by God? A contrite heart. I don't have it in my notes. I'm just thinking of it right now. Maybe if you find the reference, just shout it out and tell me. We're not that formal here. You know it, please. Let me know, even while I'm speaking. Isaiah 57. Let's look over there. All right? I think God wants us to read it. Isaiah 57. Thank you, Pastor Nathan. Verse 15, no, that's what I have underlined. That's a good one too, though. Let's read verse 15. For thus saith the high, is that the one you were talking about? For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble. To revive the spirit of the humble. To revive the heart of the contrite ones. Psalm 51 and Psalm 34. They're coming in now. Look at this. Good. I need your help, guys. 51. We need the help of the Lord. Let's look at it. Psalm 51. Yeah, that's it. And Brother Tejada, I'm sure yours is a good one too. Psalm 51:17. This is the one I was thinking of. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Notice, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. You know, it might be the most difficult prayer to pray, but to say, God, break my heart, is not such a bad prayer to pray. Because without the broken heart, many times our pride is in the way. Everything that takes place in life is not by accident, but is carefully planned and arranged by a sovereign and holy God. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's ways and plans for me are not what I would have chosen for me. But I'm glad he overruled me and put him in there anyway. God's ways and plans are not what he would have chosen for you. I'm sure you could point back to several things in your life and say, this is not what I planned. But through it all, we are more than conquerors. Because nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nay, in all these things, in all those things, Joseph, that you, when they came and when the news came, you thought, man, this is not what I planned. It never is many times. And by the way, God's plan is far greater than mine. Hallelujah. I want God's will before I want my will, and I say that today in front of you, but yet I know there's still going to be times when I want my will, Brother Duane, but I'm crazy to think that. I am. It was an unexpected decision. Look what happened in verse 24. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. There you go. It reminds me of our song in our hymn book. There's several that it might remind you of, but I'm thinking of trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust. I don't know where Joseph was that night. I don't know if he was curled up. I don't know what he was doing sleeping, but he was asleep. He was pondering. He was thinking about it. And the angel comes and lays it out. And I mean, really, if you follow from verse 20 all the way down to verse 23, that is all the angel speaking to Joseph. Today, I want to encourage you, church. I want to encourage us, church, online. If you're with us today, we want to encourage you there as well, that this is the book from Genesis 1:1 all the way to the Revelation 22 in the end, that all, from cover to cover, it is God speaking to you. It is God speaking to me. While Joseph had a few verses in our Bible, we have the entire Bible with us today. It's a love letter to God, not only for the church as a bride, but you as an individual. Me as an individual. What is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to be just like the just man Joseph, and that is trust and obey. That's what he did. Unexpected news, unexpected decision. But then lastly, we see expected blessing. Expected blessings. Verse 25, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. He called his name Jesus. Jehovah saves. Jehovah saves. Now when Jesus, verse 1 of chapter 2, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, focusing on that statement, now when Jesus was born. Now when Jesus was born. Joseph hears the angels tell him that his child is to be named Jesus. Why? We read that earlier, because he will save his people. He's the only one who can save his people from their sins. I would still say that Joseph did not understand it all, even at this point. But he got enough information to know from this angel that God had just transformed what he thought was his worst nightmare into what would be his greatest blessing. The most challenging thing that God would ever hand Joseph, he would work it together. Expected blessing. You see, when we trust and obey, we can expect the blessings of God. Because God always blesses. Go to Isaiah, please, with me. Chapter 7. Some of what Joseph would have known. Isaiah chapter 7. The Bible says in verse 13, and he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Remember what the angel said to him? Thou son of David, it is a small thing for you to weary men, but will ye weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin, 700 years before Matthew 1 and 2 is this verse, approximately. 700 years. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Turn over to chapter 28, please. Chapter 28. And verse 16. For God's word tells us, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Speaking of the Lord Jesus, he is the rock that the church is built on. Micah chapter 5. I'm saying there was some expected blessings coming from these prophets. Some things are unexpected. The news you get or I get, unexpected, right? But again, my response is my responsibility. So while much is unexpected, I know holding the Bible, there's some expected things. Must glean from God's word every day. Micah 5 and 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. He didn't begin in the manger. That's where he began his human existence, if you will. Everything that God said was going to happen, happened. And it happened exactly where, when, and how he said it would happen. Expected thing. One more, Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9. Verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Just go back two books from Matthew. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. You see him coming in, riding on that donkey, at approximately 33 years of age, and it should have been expected because Zechariah said so, right, in his writing. It was an expected blessing. I come to John in 14. As I came to John in 14, even in my mind last night and thinking, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Expected blessings. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I tell you what, I have claimed that verse, and I have claimed every promise about salvation, and I know this, that the moment that this heart gives out and I stop breathing for the last time, I have an expected blessing coming. It's called seeing this world for the last time and seeing my Savior for the first time. That's an expected blessing I have coming. Do you have that blessing coming? Do you have that expectation? It's not going to come through the baptismal tank. It's not going to come through being a good man or a good lady. No, it's going to come through the baby. It's going to come through the cross. It's going to come through the empty tomb. It is expected blessing. as followers of Jesus Christ, we can all expect the unexpected to happen. What do we do? What do we do? Hey, quickly, number one. And there's only number one. Have faith in God. That's it. It's our theme all year. Mark 11:22, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. The Bible says about Abraham, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans 4:20, our theme verse this year. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And guess what? You have an expected blessing coming. He shall direct your path. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away. Friends and family will pass away. I might pass away before he comes. You might pass away before.